Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our first guest of the day. His name is Cordell Woodland. He is with 105.7 The Fan out in Baltimore. He covers the Ravens, getting you ready for week four as these two teams find themselves at 1-2. This is a very important swing game for both Kansas City and Baltimore. Cordell, man, happy to have you join us on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's start with this. I know why the Chiefs are 1-2. Why are the Ravens 1-2?
Well, they can't stop anybody. That's for one. Struggled to get that Bills offense off the field, especially as that game started to slip away from them. Pivotal moments in the game, especially at the end of the first half in that Bills game where they allowed them to steal 3 points away, just mental errors, poor tackling, not being able to get to the quarterback. That was a major issue. Zero sacks for them Monday night against the Detroit Lions in a game where they just couldn't stop the Lions at all. And what's really concerning is the Ravens can't seem to stop the run game these days. The Lions, 224 rush yards on them. James Cook had a pretty good day. I thought Quinshon Judkins was able to look solid against the Ravens in week two. So defense, their number one issue. And Derrick Henry not being able to hold on to the football all of a sudden has kind of bit them in two of these three losses as well, or two of the three games, I should say.
How much of the Ravens' defensive problems do you think it's really them not being the defense that you expect or the opponent that they've gone up against? It's one thing to give up points to the Bills and the Lions. We're talking about two of the most prolific offenses in the National Football League. You would agree that's not where Kansas City is. They are ranked 21st, but they also got Mahomes. They also got Reed, so they're always pretty dangerous. I think this is a very important game for both teams' defenses. Kansas City struggled in week one against the Chargers, and you guys have struggled against some of the better teams in the National Football League so far on defense.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We'll see which defense stands up. I mean, thankfully, in the case of the Ravens, scoring has not been an issue for their offense. I mean, they scored over 40 points twice now. The defense helped contribute to that 40 points that they scored against Cleveland. But Lamar has kind of been on fire for the most part. Him getting sacked 7 times against Detroit, you don't love that. But I think that's helped the defense out a little bit. They've been in all these games. They just haven't been able to pull them out. So, yeah, I am curious to see which defense stands up. Now, for the Ravens, I mean, Nnamdi Matabike not being there, he's dealing with a neck issue right now, and that seems like that could be really serious for him. Kyle Van Noy's not there. So we're talking about two of their better defensive linemen not being there. And I talked about them not being able to get pressure on Goff. If they're not able to get pressure on Mahomes, that could definitely be a problem. So I am curious to see which defenses stand up or which offenses are able to kind of carry the load on Sunday.
Right now, we're talking to Cordell Woodland, taking a closer look at the Baltimore Ravens ahead of their matchup on Sunday against the Chiefs in week four. You mentioned the fumbles from Derrick Henry. How concerned are you about these? Is this just kind of one of those, it's just a rough stretch, or is this sign that there's a possible decline for Derrick Henry?
I mean, you have to have some level of concern, right? I mean, he's fumbled in 3 straight games. And he's done it in pivotal moments of the game. Now, it's never a great time to fumble the football, but it just feels like the times that it has come for him in the Buffalo game, definitely was a huge part of that game swinging. And the Detroit game, I mean, he fumbles deep in his own territory. The defense actually stood up and only held Detroit to three, keeping it as a one-possession game deep in the second half. So they still had a chance. But, yeah, it's, for me, it's the issue of when these fumbles are happening. And the reality is, it's not like this is a typical back that when they start having some ball security issues, you know, you're threatening their playing time. You're threatening to start playing the guy behind them. There is nobody behind Derrick Henry. I mean, Justice Hill's there. Keaton Mitchell's been a healthy scratch to this point in the season. There's nobody competing with Derrick Henry in terms of his playing time. So he has to figure it out because they're going to continue to play him. And I think he will. I don't think if we're talking about the decline of Derrick Henry, I don't think the fumbles will be the primary thing. If it is that, I think it'll just be him not being able to kind of make something out of nothing as often as he has in the past. But I do think over time these fumbles will go away.
The Ravens were sacked seven times. Lamar was sacked seven times on Monday night. Is that Lamar holding on to the ball too long? Is this indicative of a problem with the offensive line? You mentioned it. They didn't get any pressure on Jared Goff. The Lions got all the pressure on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, a little bit of everything. You don't get sacked seven times and it's all on the offensive line. I am a believer that too many sacks, it does become a quarterback stat. And just watching that game, I think some of it was Detroit having a really good game plan, a really good scheme. And I thought they did a really good job of kind of disguising their pressure, disguising who the spy was. And I thought they did a good job of where they put the spy. A lot of the times the spy would line up right at the line of scrimmage and he'd back off, but he's standing right there. I mean, maybe a yard or two behind the defensive line. He's not going very far. So Lamar didn't have a lot of space to really get out of there. And I do think some of it is Lamar's holding the ball a little too long, or he's taking too long to decide to take off. And it's a double-edged sword with Lamar, because him holding the ball too long and making something out of nothing is what makes him so great. So I'm not going to sit here and praise him when he fumbles a snap and then all of a sudden stiff arms a guy and throws a 40-yard touchdown pass, but then throw tomatoes at him when he's taking sacks for holding the ball too long. It's what comes with it. But he's got to be quicker with his decision-making, I think. And I do think the Ravens have to do a better job of not giving him all these long developing routes, especially when you see that the pressure has been getting there over the course of the game. Hopefully that's a big change for them this week, knowing when to go to some of the quick passing game.
Maybe you think it's too early to have this thought, but this is certainly a thought that's crossed my mind. I'm sure you've been asked this question or you've heard this sentiment before. I wonder if the Ravens are just going to be this generation's Houston Rockets. Like the Houston Rockets with James Harden, they were a great regular season team, and they would always just kind of bump their head against the Warriors or against the Thunder. I wonder if that's going to end up being the case for this Ravens team. They lost to Buffalo in the regular season. They lost to him in the postseason. Lamar is 1-5 against Mahomes in the regular season, never beaten Josh Allen in the postseason, never beaten Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. Do you feel like they're, like this window is still open for the Ravens? Do you still trust their ability to one day get over the hump and be a championship team?
Yeah, I mean, I do think their window is still open. Lamar is still as elite as they come, and as long as he's upright, they'll have a chance. They still have a ton of talent on this team. They're also banged up. You know, I mentioned Madubuike and Van Noy. Ronnie Stanley hasn't practiced this week. So, I mean, it's looking like a big question mark over at left tackle for this game, and we'll see what that looks like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going forward, but injuries were the big thing for me coming into this year that I was concerned about, because they have been relatively healthy these last couple of seasons and haven't been able to capitalize on that in the postseason. You mentioned the Rockets. I think at least for me, the big difference between the two teams is watching the Rockets throughout the Rockets aren't built for the postseason. They were exciting in the regular season. And Harden will put up all these big numbers against these teams in the regular season. But you get in the postseason and teams able to game plan against you. I just didn't think that the Rockets roster-wise was built for the postseason. Whereas the Ravens, I mean, you got backfield with Lamar and Derrick Henry. They've got all pros and pro bowlers on the offensive line, defensive line. I mean, literally at every level on the defense, they have a household name. Zay Flowers was great last year. The Ravens should be built to win in the postseason, but they just haven't been able to do it, at least not do it enough. So I think until they do it, the questions will be there. But I also think as long as Lamar Jackson is in town, they'll always have a shot.
Right now, we're talking to Cordell Woodland for a couple more minutes. He is with 105.7 The Fan out in Baltimore. Maybe this was just frustration after a loss in week one, but we found some post-game audio, and fans were not very happy with Harbaugh. Was that just frustration after a loss, or are people starting to get frustrated that Baltimore hasn't been able to get over the hump, at least with Lamar?
Oh, yeah, people have been upset with Harbaugh for a while now. I mean, it's kind of the thing of, you know, when every time they lose, the coach's name is going to be brought up. It just is what it is. I mean, and some of it's justifiable. I mean, Harbs has had ample opportunities with this team. I mean, Lamar is what, this is year eight, I think, for Lamar. I mean, how many chances do you get? He's a two-time MVP. They've had the number one seed twice. They've hosted an AFC championship game. They've had a team full of all pros and pro bowlers. I mean, most coaches don't get the opportunities that Harbs has gotten. So I do think it's justified. And Harbs has made some mistakes of his own that don't help the Ravens win on the margins in some of these pivotal games against good teams. I'm not going to sit here and act like John Harbaugh isn't a great coach. I do think he is. He has a Super Bowl to his name. The resume speaks for itself. But sometimes you just run out of time. Andy went through that in Philly. And I think it's not out of the realm of possibility to think that could be the case with Harbaugh. Now, he did sign a 3-year extension in the offseason. I don't know what the future holds for him, but I'll say if they don't at least make it to the AFC championship game, I can't help but feel like some sort of change would be coming.
Right now, we're taking a closer look at the Baltimore Ravens. These two teams are 1-2. Cordell, which team do you think needs this game more? Do you think it's Kansas City or Baltimore?
You know, that's funny. I've actually been trying to figure that part out myself. It's amazing that both of these teams are in a position to where they could be going into week five at 1-3. It's crazy to think. But I guess with the ways that the divisions are set up, I guess this is a bigger game for Kansas City in my mind, because the Chargers, at least right now, they look legit. And I do think the Chargers could be a good team. I'm not going to sit here and think that I'm buying that the way that the Chargers have looked to this point is who they are this year. I got to see it over the course of time because I know how they can be. Denver is solid. I mean, that division is better than the AFC North. So if you look at it like that, sure, I think this is a bigger game for the Chiefs. But I also think it's a big game for the Ravens because they lose this game, they've now lost to all the three teams that they faced to this point that were playoff teams last year, that are teams that have true Super Bowl aspirations. And for me, it would mean something to me, the fact that the Ravens just seem like they can't beat a good team. That's how I would be able to take it right now. And the schedule doesn't get any easier. They got Houston after you guys, and then the Rams before the bye week. So you start to ask, can they beat some of these good teams, especially in tight game situations late in the game. So I think they both have questions they need to answer. But because of the way that the divisions are set up, I do believe it's a bigger game for the Chiefs.
You mentioned the division that the Ravens are in. Are you a believer in the Steelers?
I was to a degree. Like, I thought that the moves that they made this offseason helped raise their floor, but I still didn't look at them as a team that was going to win a playoff game. I thought they could be a wild card team, get the seventh seed, and lose in the wild card the way they always do. But that defense has been atrocious. They can't run the ball. The offensive line is still an issue. I think it's very dangerous to put everything on the plate of Aaron Rodgers and ask him at this stage of his career to go out there and win you football games on a weekly basis. So the fact that their defense just hasn't turned it around yet, T.J. Watt is on a milk carton. I don't really feel great about them right now. I mean, the Browns look like they have the best defense in the division. And honestly, if the Browns actually knew how to win, they'd be 2-1 at worst right now. But I don't really believe in the Steelers anymore over the long term, just because of, you know, their defense being so bad. And obviously Burrow going down with the Bengals. If the Ravens can't win this division, I don't know what else to say.
Cordell, give me an X factor on the Baltimore Ravens. I would say for Kansas City, this is probably not a name that you guys have spent a lot of time talking about, but Tyquan Thornton has really emerged these last couple of weeks as a player that Patrick Mahomes trusts. He had a big catch down the field last week. There's certainly a level of expectation for him now. Do you guys have one of those kind of players? Is there a player outside of the names that we know that can have a big game on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, Thornton's a good one. I'm curious to see what role he has or what his role looks like, I should say, with Worthy coming back. But for the Ravens, I would say, you know, Mark Andrews, I guess. And it's crazy to think of Mark Andrews as an X factor because he's kind of been the face of their passing offense for a long time up until recently with the evolution of their wide receivers with Zay being so good and Rashad Bateman. But I think they do need Mark to be Mark. And Mark had a great game against the Lions, caught two touchdowns, was able to bounce back. Zay wasn't really involved. I don't think that's going to be the case on the norm. I think Zay does pick it back up this week. But if Zay can produce and Mark can jump in and also give Lamar that short to intermediate target in the middle of the field that can make some explosive plays, I think that'd be huge for them, especially in the red zone, where shockingly enough, this team has struggled to this point. Mark was great for them in the red zone last year. If he could do that again this week, I think that'd be a huge boost for them.
Cordell, I'll get you out of here with this final question. Give me your Chiefs win-if scenario. Give me your Ravens win-if scenario.
Well, I think the Chiefs win. I think the Chiefs win if they're able to contain that offense enough. Like I said, the Ravens offense hasn't really been an issue at all this year outside of Henry's fumbles. Now, them running the ball has struggled. They struggled with that the last 2 weeks. I think it's the first time in the Lamar Jackson era where they've been held to under 100 rushing yards in back-to-back games. And that's crazy to think with Derrick Henry back there as well. But yeah, I think if the Chiefs can kind of limit the Ravens offense, keep them to 30 or under, and keep that run game bottled up to where you limit the explosive plays, I think that's a great recipe for success for them. I think the Ravens win if they can get a couple of turnovers. They talked about that all offseason defensively, and they haven't really been able to do that at all, at least in the games against these good teams like the Lions and the Bills. If they could force Mahomes into a couple of turnovers, that would help. And it also help if they could actually put some pressure on them because they weren't able to do that against the other two good offenses they faced.
That is our guy, Cordell Woodland, joining us on the show. He does fantastic work for 105.7 The Fan out in Baltimore. Cordell, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.